heals that mikra nigris to fun of alachrov. He could ask this pasuk both before and both afterwards. That not only does kmitza need a kain, but even the avoided before of yitzika also bedafka needs a kain. So Maria says this true. The sabra Rabbi Shimon and Shimon Taka hold that mikra nigris to fun of alachrov is the true. Rabbi Shimon knows the dash in the pasuk before and afterwards. For a time you learn like this. When the prophet says, "V'lokach ha'koyim midam achatis be'etzbo," the kohen should take "V'lokach ha'koyim midam achatis be'etzbo." The kohen should take from the dam achatis with his finger, the nosam akarnas ha'mizbeach, and it makes those reach on the four corners of the mizbeach, the etzbo with his finger. So we dash like this. "V'lokach" means "V'lamei shloitei kabbalah le'biyamin," that the kohen has to make the kabbalah with his right hand. The etzbo, when the prophet says the etzbo with his finger, the nosam. That when you spritz the dam, put the dam on the mizbeach, it has to be done with your right hand. That's the Tanakhama's Roshes. On this, Amrav Shimon says back, V'chinem yad de kabbalah. Does it say the word yad by kabbalah? No, it doesn't say. It just says, V'lokach ha'koyin midam achatis betzbo. Doesn't say the word yad. So he dashed in V'hoyev l'nem yad de kabbalah. Since it doesn't say the word yad, by Kabbalah Saddam, and Shimon holds that kibble the small kosher, that you make a Kabbalah with your left hand also with kosher. And the Yom Rabbi, Abai explains, Rasta Machoikis over here, where the whole Kabbalah could be done with the left hand or not. Machoikis says, the Mikra Nidras, Lefanav La'achav Kamiflagi, that Rab Shimon Kabbalah La'achav Nidras, Lefanav Nidras, that Yom Yadash in the Prospect afterwards, that the word Yad only goes on this Rika Saddam. That has to be done with your right hand. But the Kabbalah Saddam could be done with your left hand. And the Tanakhama says not like that. That you dash in it, Lufanav La'achrov. The Chur we see in the Sfar just the opposite. That Rabbi Shimon does not dash in the Prospect both before and afterwards. And so we're back to the Kasha. How does Rabbi Shimon know to say that Yitzhika, the Davka needs a Kayin? The worst answer is El Rada Hainu time of the Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you, this is the real reason of Rabbi Shimon. The Prospect says, V'hevi'oi, it's like Vov Moisav Alinyan Rishon. When it says before that Hashem that says Koyin later, but it says the Vav Zeheviyu. So the Vav, that's what most of our Indian reason. So therefore we say that by Yitzhik you need a Koyin also. Because of the Vav Samuza you were not dashing Lufanus. But because of the Vav you were dashing Lufanus. So Morris, is this true? Is Silver and Mishim is true? Mishim really holds Vav Meisav Alinyan Rishon, the Vav is Meisav on the first thing. Is that true? And Lamayat is so. Yechsev in the Pesach says, V'shochat as ben ha-bokor, he should make a sheet on the korban. V'ekrivo ben ha-yaron ha-kahan, and it's Adam. V'zokor as Adam. That the Kohen has to make the Kabbalah as Adam, and he also has to make the Zrik as Adam. So we dash in from this Pesach, that when does the mitzvah kuna start by a korban? Mi Kabbalah v'elach mitzvah kuna, that you only need a Kohen to shaft Kabbalah and onwards. Malamra comes to teach us, al shchita shekshera bizar, that the shchita of a regular korban, even a zar is kosher. Now, here's the question. If you tell me now, according to Rabbi Shimon, that vav is ma'isav al inyan rishon, that Rabbi Shimon doesn't say the word vav, it means tear on to the first parsha, here also. When it says loshna v'shochet as ben abok, and then it says v'hikrivu ben ayaron, that says vav v'hikrivu, we should ask them before also to teach us that a shechita has to be done with the kohen. That shechita ochinami bizar type psula. The Chur Kasha, according to Shimon, if a zar does a shechita, it should be psula. And we now know that even if a zar does a shechita, it's shera. The Chur you see, even according to Shimon, you did not dash in this way. Samora says, no, I'll tell you, by shechita it's different. Shani also, we'll hear by shechita it's different. The Yomakor, the Pesach says, v'somach v'shochat. So we dash in ma smicha bizar, just like the smicha. It's only in the bailum, the owner of the korban has to make a smicha. He has to put his hand on top of the head of the korban, and the shechita that's even with the zar of the bailum is therefore, since the pasuk says the somach and the shochat, to come teach us that after shechita bizarim, who are then the shechita is kosher with the zar. So the kitten is a special pasuk here to say that the shechita is kosher bizar. So more if you learn from this hekish like e ma smicha bebailim, af shechita bebailim. Maybe then every shechita of the korban has to be done only by the bailam, by the owner of the korban. Just like the mitzvah smicha has to be done with the owner, maybe the shechita also. Someone says, no, who am I must have done? But that you can't say. And I'll say it's a kal v'chomer. that Omar Zrika Madav was Zrika Saddam. The Ika Kapora, that's the Ika of the Kapora of a Korban is the Zrika Saddam. And the Rocher is my boy, you buy them. You do not Badafka need the owner to make the Zrika Saddam. And Shita, because only Ukraine can do the Zrika. If you're Yisrael, you can't do the Zrika. So the owner cannot do the Zrika. And so Shita, the last Ika Kapora, Shita of a Korban, which is not the main Kapora of the Korban, the main Kapora is the Zrika, not the Shita, like Koshkin. Isn't it for sure fraud to say that a shchita you do not need to buy them? The Gemara says, no, look, who could ask a question on this? The chitin, maybe you could ask and say, ain don an efsha, mishi efsha. You can't learn out from a place where it's possible to say by shchita, it's possible to say that you bedavka need the owner. Because even a zara is kosher for shchita. But you can't learn this out from zrika, because zrika is the efsha. Because by zrika, it can't be that the din is a buy them to do it. Because we know you bedavka need a kain to do zrika. That's why you don't need the Bailam. Because you can't be with the Bailam, because you need a Kohen. Like, what's going to be if a Yisro is bringing a carbon? A Kohen can't bring a carbon. So since it's a Yesha with the Bailam, that's why it's kosher with a Kohen, somebody else. But maybe Shchita, that's possible to say you need the Bailam, maybe in a Hanami, if you make the sentence of a Shochat to Somach, just like Smicha means the Bailam, maybe we should say also Shchita means the Bailam. The Gemara says no. I'll tell you the reason why that's not true is because Goli Rachamoni Yom Kippurim. The Torah was Megala by Yom Kippur. It says Vishochates Parachates Hasheloi, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring his par. It says Vishochates Parachates Hasheloi, especially in that the Kohen Gadol has to shech his par. So Mechlal the Shchita Biyamal Adina Bailim. And since the pasuk has to say here, especially that the Kohen Gadol, even though he's the Bailim of this par, he has to do the Shchita. Mashem all over. There's no din that the Bailam has to do the Shchita. So the Chiddush only over here the Bailam has to do with no other places. That's how I know that you do not need the Bailam to make the Shchita. Aye, how come Shchita is kosher bizarre, even according to Rabbi Shimon, because of the Smichus that says Vishachat to Samach. So we learn how just like Smichus kosher bizarre, who adin, Shchita is also kosher bizarre. So then, Nechnami, the reason why Rabbi Shimon says by Yitzika is Dafka with the Kohen, because he says, Zav Maisav Amin Yerishim. It says the Heviyu of Bnei Aaron HaKoyin means Vav, even the Yitzhika has to be done with the Koyin. Now Omar Rav says that Komokam Shinema Torah V'chuka. And then the Torah says the word Torah in the parsha, and the word Chuka in the parsha, and the Rebbe Yaakov has come to teach us that those avodas have to be done, and if you do not do it, the carbon is possible. Now, Kofakov had to have mean it was, what did Rav mean to say? Tarati boy, he meant to say two things. To the Siddur, the Pasuk says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. And it says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. So that's when it's the Kuvah, that's to say both Chukas and Torah. If it would only say one, it wouldn't be the Kuvah. For the Gemara, no, it's not true. Tarare Nozir, by the Pasha of Nozir. So like Siddur Elah Torah, it only says the Pasuk of Zois Torah, doesn't say Chukam. And the Yom Rav, Rav says, Tanufa B'Nozir Matfa. That in the Pasha of Nozir, it says the word Tanufa, you have to lift it up. If he does not do it, it's Makis. So who are you seeing without the word chuka? That's the word Torah itself also means likuva. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you maybe Nozir is different. Shani Yosem, even it says, since in the Pasha by Nozir it says, Kain Yase, it says at the end, this is the way it should be done. It says, so, is command Chsivabul chuka dami, it's as if it says the word chuka also. Like Kain Yase has come to say, the Bedask has to be this way. Gemara says, let's see, Hare Toido, a korban Toido. Also, like Siddur Day, Ella Torah says the word Torah. Utanan, we also learned. Arbo Shabbat Torah Matzvin Zer Zer. So we know a Korban Torah needs 40 chalas, 10 of 4 different types. If you're missing one of the 4 types, it's Tzula. The question is why? Where's the Likuba there? It only says the word Torah. It doesn't say the word Chukah. Gemara says again, no, I'll tell you Shani Torah. By a Korban Torah, the chalas are different. The Yiskish Le Nozir. There's a Ekish to Nozir. The Sibit says, Al Zevach Torah Shlomo. And the Yom Amar, Shlomo, it says the word Shlomo here, L'Rabbi Shalmi Nozir. Come teach us the lochas of Shalmi Nozir. But just like by a Nozir, it says Ken Yase, there's Likuva, who are in the Chalas of a Korban Torah, there's also Likuva. There could be, really all over, you need both. Just here, the reason why by Torah there's Likuva, just with the word Torah, is because you learned it out from Nozir. Mar says, no, still the Kasha. Torah Mitzvah, by the Pasha of Mitzvah. So like Sivne Elah Torah only says the word Torah. With Tanan still we learned, Arba Minim Shabbat Mitzvah Makvin Zer Zer. That's that a Mitzvah has to have 4 different Minim. the way you make the kapor from a mitzvah, the yezay, the shnitlas, it's likuva. I, it only says the word Torah. So how do you know it's likuva? So where it says again, shani hosno there, different, even the sentence says, zayis tiyah, Torah, samit Torah, the next word of tiyah, so it's command yechtiv bechukadomi. The word tiyah means to say, this is the way it has to be done. So if it says the word chukar also. That's why over here it's likuva. There could be all over, just the word a Torah alone is not likuva. So Maria still know, Barei Yom Kippur, by the way, this is Yom Kippur. Like Tizdei El Chukah, only says the word Chukah. Utanan, we learned, Shnei Sira Yom Kippur, Makvin Zezeh, that we bring two Sirim on Yom Kippur, Makvin Zezeh, you cannot bring one without the other. I, it only says the word Chukah, not the word Torah. So what says true? Ella, what Rav meant to say was, I'll tell you, Oy Torah, Oy Chukah, either the word Torah or the word Chukah, either one is enough to make it Likuvah. Someone says, is that true? For a shar kabonis, the old kabonis, the chsiz bu Torah, it says the word Torah. Vulei maksvi, and a lot of lochas that it says by the kabonis are not likuva.
Like we know, it's only the pasuk says it twice, but it doesn't say it twice in not likuva. Someone answers like this, I'll tell you nechnami, Torah bo yichuka. If it just says the word Torah, that's not enough. It has to say the word chuka also. Chuka is the main thing, that means likuva. But v'chuka le bo yichuka, the pasuk says the word chuka, does not need Torah. I, before he said, Rav says you need both at least. So Mor says, this is what he meant to say. Even though the pasuk says the word Torah, if the pasuk says the word chukah, good. If it doesn't say the word chukah, then no. But I call upon the ikur is the word chukah. So the Gemara still borei mincha, by the parasha of Menachos, says the word chukah. The Yom Rav and still Rav says even by the parsha Menachos that Kol Mokem Shech Zerah Kosev B'Teiras Mincha Ein Uvel Liyakev. Only if the pasuk says it a second time, then it's likuva. The deik is Hechserin Loi Hechseloi. Only because the pasuk says it a second time, or the pasuk did not say it a second time, would not be likuva. The question is why I by Mincha says the word Chuka. Smur says no Shani Hosom that the Chiksiva Chuka. Nowhere says the word Chuka by Menachos. Achila tziv, it says it by achila. And we know the eating of it, the chal is not likuva. So therefore, since it's not likuva, therefore, here the word chukah does not mean likuva by Menachos. Therefore, Tony, because it says it twice, hechzer lechra kostiv. Without hechzer would not mean likuva. But usually it says the word chukah not by achila, by things that likuva, therefore means though parashah is likuva, it has to be done. So Mor says, is this true? For a lechem aponim, by every Shabbos, a lechem aponim. Tichiksiva chukah when the pasuk says the word chukah achila ksiva. It's talking about achila. What's not still we learned? Shnei sedorim makvin zezeh. The two sedorim of the lechem upon the makvin zezeh. You can't have one seder without the other. You have to have 12 lechem upon them, 6 and 6. And no adin shnei bezichin makvin zezeh. You have to have 2 bezichin to be makvin. You can't have one. You need 2. And hasdorim via bezichin makvin zezeh. You have to have both. It only says the word chukah by lechem apon by achila. You see, even though it says it by achila, still it means likuva. So it's a kasha, why by Menachos isn't the word chukah likuva? So it says like this. Ela kol heicha dechsiva achila akulu milsa ksiva. Really, wherever it says the word chukah, even though it goes by achila, it goes on the whole parasha. So by lechem apon, it's like it says the word chukah on the whole parasha. Yes, everything is likuva. If so, according to kasha by Menachos also, why don't I say everything is likuva by a mincha also? For more info, I'll tell you, Shani Hosta, Menachos is different. The Yom HaKra, the pasuk says, Migirsho Mishamna. You have to have from the gerish, from the flower,